Hey guys,
it's happening
with Suki and Joey.
Should I
call me
other way?
All right, so overall, I feel like LA, you were lost without me.
Yeah, it wasn't the same, and it just felt like strange.
And did you smell any smoke from the wildfires?
Yes. Oh my God, it was very wild there.
Tell me.
So you walked in, it smelled like there was a fireplace like burning.
What, like from LAX?
From the second you get there, and even on the airplane when we were driving there, in the air, the guy's like, "Okay, we're approaching the Los Angeles area now. You're gonna start, you know, smelling a lot of smoke. And I just want to let you know it's because of the wildfires.
That can't be good for everyone living there.
It's not because of the aircraft. So no one worry, please. And you started smelling like the whole plane was on fire. It was like smell, it was like reeking. And it was like smoky.
I feel like
everyone
can catch cancer from that.
Yeah, and then you land, and then like your eyes start burning. And they were like, "That's why I'm sounding so stuffy, and I keep blowing my nose, and I'm coughing."
No, I think you got bronchitis from JWoww.
Probably. But it was like very thick smoke, especially when you get like up in the hills. It was like really smoky.
What a sin. And everyone's losing their homes, like a lot of celebrities.
Yes. Caitlin Marie reported her and her lesbian lover, Sophia Hutchins, they were very adamant on social, talking about, you know, watching their house and what was going on and their safety.
You have black shit all over your forehead.
It's my hairspray.
Okay. Ew.
I use my root cover-up spray.
He looks like he just wants to get ashes at church.
To cover my bald spot. I have alopecia. I have a little bald spot. Not like a male pattern baldness. Anyway, but it's probably the ashes from the fire.
Oh, my God. God forbid. We feel terrible about... you know, obviously the situation in California and people losing their homes, the poor animals everywhere.
Oh, you see the Malibu?
I can't.
Malibu with the giraffe.
I can't.
So animals are going away too, yeah, because they're losing their homes.
Me and Joey donated to a few organizations, so we just want to shout some of them out. Do you have them on your phone?
Yes, just pause and I'll grab.
Okay. So we just want to help out as much as we can, especially the animals. I know a lot of people losing their homes, so obviously the people. But the poor animals that are left, I cannot imagine. So there's a bunch of donations and foundations where you can donate. You can even help donate, just water because they're in a drought right now, obviously, you know, trying to get the fire out. But me and Joey came across the Bayville Heights. So you can donate toward that, the fire relief. They're helping to save all the animals and stuff.
And the wildlife.
The wildlife.
Because all those poor animals, there's so many bears and all different like animals that are being pushed out of their homes and they're scared. Yeah.
And they're coming into people's backyards.
And they're hungry. So, yeah. So, I mean, keep your domestic pets inside, they're saying. But leave out buckets of water for the like wild animals. They might kind of come through your yard. Just, you know, they're scared. It's just as much as you do, and they lost their home. So just make sure that, you know, you're aware that you might see a tiger in your backyard or something. But at least, like, leave some water and anything you can out for them as they move along to find their next home.
Yeah, so God bless everyone in California and dealing with all of that. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Did it really stop? Did we know if it stopped?
No, it's only 30% detained or contained.
Oh, my God.
So it's really
scary. What a sin. Is this global warming?
It's a mixture.
Climate change?
Oh, my God.
Like, how did this start?
Because the fire, it never rains in L.A., so everything's so dry as it is. That's why there's a drought. So there's not enough.
But it's hot there where it can start?
No, it's because of the winds. The winds start and everything's dried out, so it's desert.
How does a wind start a fire?
Because when a fire starts and it blows the fire and it goes and
hits
the next thing.
So who started the fire?
It was a couple. I think it was a campfire.
Can you imagine you're the couple that started that big fire?
I know.
What a sin.
Just because you had to go out hiking. How?
Yeah, just because you wanted to do some marshmallows.
Yeah, roast some marshmallows.
God
imagine.
Damn it.
So I guess because of the mixture of the winds and the dry climate, it just picks up and then it just like wiles out. And everyone's saying that it's like all rich people. It's not, I mean... Of course, there's some rich areas in the hills, but it's everyone's losing their home. So, and even if you are rich, you're still losing memories that you can never get back. And it's your home, whether you're wealthy or you're middle class, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't be when you're devastated by something like that. It really is about being safe and staying with your family.
Amen.
So, you know, so be
so
generous.
God bless.
Yeah, they had a rough week, California. There was a shooting, and then which
oh
is so horrible. We're not going to talk about sad things like that. But
no.
God bless
Let's try
to
and
those
stay
victims.
Positive now.
Yes.
So God bless you all.
Like we were saying, there was celebrities. So Caitlin and Sophia, they took on to Twitter and Instagram to show that their safety. They thought their house was going to burn down. Sophia was being very vocal.
Yeah, and then everyone is praising Kim Kardashian.
Oh, because supposedly
her and Kanye, they had to flee their homes, you know, because the flames were coming, and she hired private firefighters.
Where do you find a private firefighter?
I didn't even know that was a thing. But she hired private firefighters to make sure that her house didn't burn down, and in doing so, she saved all of her neighbors' houses, because supposedly if her house went up in flames, then everyone else's would. So I think she did a good deed.
And I found out...
I want to be a private firefighter.
Well...
Kura!
I found out some information. I was wondering why. What does Sophia and Caroline have
in common? You're obsessed with them.
Well, listen. So just listen to the voice.
Oh my gosh, she's obsessed.
This is Sophia.
Good morning. I just want to let everyone know we're safe. We made it through the night. We don't know how badly the house burned, but it's not looking good. We're going to go check it out if it's safe later today. And we just want to send a big thank you to all the first responders in LA. Good morning. I know.
Joey's obsessed.
No, I'm obsessed with her voice. Her voice sounds just like little Caitlyn's. So I think they're like kindred sister spirits. And I've been watching her without makeup on and not her boobs out. Like, as, like, look at her face. Doesn't it look like Macaulay Culkin?
Oh my God.
It looks, so I'm assuming when, before she transitioned as her boy self of Sophia, her male version of Sophia, I think she was like a very nerdy person, a very nerdy guy, and then like then transformed into this big, sexy, like big boobed sex kitten. Cause like now she's very feminine, very like big boobs and like, but I don't know for sure, but I can only imagine that Sophia's, born self was like more nerdy and did math problems.
Literally obsessed.
And there's an I'm gonna play her voice again today. And then she's saying another voice.
Our neighborhood.
Oh my God.
Our neighborhood.
Our neighborhood. Our mountains.
Mountains.
Our neighbor.
Wait for Caitlin in the background.
Everyone's losing their home.
Are you guys leaving?
You guys see these?
Stop. Ark is still standing. So far. God help us.
Stop. Guys, I'm going to hell, but I just
you're going
can't.
To hell. You're the worst.
I know I'm obsessed with Caitlin, and now her little sister girlfriend is like wiling out too. The both of them are just comedic time. It's just good for me. They make me happy. Yeah, I'd like to find out more about Sophia, if she was a nerd or not. Because she seems like a very nerdy, but now their voice, they sound exactly the same. Maybe it's because of the windy fires. Who knows? But
okay, moving on. I'm over talking about them. You're obsessed.
Sophia! Do you think she calls her out when she want to have dinner?
Oh my God.
Sophia!
Stop!
Come down for supper's ready.
What else is going on in Celebrity World?
That's it for me. No,
that's all?
No. I have to go here. Oh, the Victoria's Secret fashion show happened.
Wait, so I heard this controversy about
lots
this guy being very negative about plus size models and transgender community.
Attacked. Like, you know how everyone's super sensitive and everyone should be included, la, 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 la. Of course, that's how it should be. But in you know, society, that's not how it is. And, you know, that's why we all fight for our rights as humans. And
fight for your rights.
Yes. So... I think the person just was like, feel like, you know, of course they're just ready for anything. They knew that they were going to be attacked for like whatever they do. They had a vitiligo model, Winnie Cooper.
A who?
Winnie, a model who has vitiligo. That was the first on the runway. That's Winnie Harlow.
I didn't watch.
She's the model. She has vitiligo. She has like,
Wait, but what did they say about
okay, so they
obesity
were said,
or
okay, so there's no plus size. There's no plus size models.
Which
in the
they
show
should
this year.
Add. Like, hello.
Yeah. What about Ashley?
Hello.
Ashley Graham.
Seriously.
And you'd be a nice model.
A plus size?
Yeah. And, no, so there were no plus size and there's no transgender models. They've been trying to get transgender models in the show for years. There's girls like Carmen Carrera, who's
that's
beautiful.
More stunning
Tracy,
than I will ever
Tracy
be.
Tracy Lissette, who's like the hottest girl. I love her.
Amen.
There's tons of these trans women models that are like stunning and would be perfect for the job. They were excluded and also plus women. So they were saying, and they like.
Oh my God! Goodbye.
They released a statement saying basically that they don't like it, then go somewhere else. This is a 90-minute show, and it's like
That's what he said. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
To those levels, he goes. There's other brands. There's other brands that can support all that. However, this brand supports.
Oh, you need to get with the times, Victoria's Secrets.
So he's saying, you know, this isn't.
I'm boycotting. Fuck that.
It's not for everyone. He's saying, and that. They're not going to include them. They have no plans to include them because this is what it. This is their vision, and this is what it. The show has been, and this is what that it's, you know, a production. They're not saying it's like, you know, a film. They cast it as they see fit.
But now if you see all the models like Gigi, Bella, Kendall, if you see all their Instagrams and they're posting about the show, now they're getting backlash because, oh, you're supporting a brand that's not supporting all women.
Right.
And so now they're getting backlash. So Victoria's Secret needs like a PR saving right now.
Yeah, so they're not in a good space. So they were
let's boycott.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to wear them anyway.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear them anymore.
But yeah, so everyone's saying
I'm going to Walmart.
It's not good. It's not a good look. I mean, it should just be really inclusive, and there's room for everybody. You know what I mean?
Amen. And I think they would make more business if they actually had a diverse.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It's just like gay pride. Like every year in gay pride, like, every company has a rainbow flag in their window, but then gays are only cool in June. Gays and trans community are only cool in June when you're trying to, like, you know, be inclusive. But every year, all the years were forgotten about. So it's like, you know, it's cool. Businesses do things just to, you know, be politically correct. They just need to be truthful and, like, be, and, you know, available to everyone. Everyone should feel special and sexy and wings.
Amen.
So anyway, the plus size gals were all boycotting outside. They all put their lingerie on.
We should be there because we're plus size.
Yeah. With our wings. Does Sissy have any, like, Halloween wings that we can wear?
Wings?
Yeah, like, we have to dress like angels.
Yeah, go to the dollar store.
Okay. So that happened. So that's
rude.
So I don't think anyone's gonna watch the show. This show's like on. Like,
I don't watch it anyway because it makes me depressed. Honestly,
and you don't let Gianni watch it either.
Oh my god!
Remember
no.
that you told me that.
Yeah. So I didn't want. Obviously, you know the girls are so hot. And I'm like, stop. So I don't like Gianni watching it. So I didn't pay my cable bill. So he didn't watch it. Stop.
Our neighborhood. Our mountain.
Stop.
Sorry.
Joey needs Jesus.
I have some more gossip here.
What else is in the news?
Cardi B Kardashian is going to be hosting a new show. I think it's on
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. It is a competition show.
Oh, so about what? Rapping?
The next rap star. I don't know what it's called. I saw briefly that.
Get it, Cardi. So tonight on Jersey Shore, Ron is doing his tours again. And after the episode at 9 o'clock, I think they're airing our Thanksgiving special. So we all went to Vinny's house and we had like a Friendsgiving, if you will. And it was so cute. Joey shows up in a turkey costume. That's remember our podcast episode where we talked about how Joey like went shopping for his look for the Thanksgiving dinner, and then he just showed up in a turkey costume.
I was so annoyed. Yeah, so that's going to be the big Thanksgiving special. I'm not telling my family that I'm on it.
That's on tonight at 9 after the new episode.
Wait, are we going to talk to them until Thanksgiving, or this is our Thanksgiving episode?
When's Thanksgiving?
Week? It's next Thursday.
Thursday?
One more.
Look up Thanksgiving.
To Thanksgiving.
So for Thanksgiving, I usually have it at my house, and there's like 60 people here. We decided not to do that because it's just too much, girl. And I just can't do it. Where am I from? We can't do it. And we're going to do it at my mother-in-law's, so it's going to be nice and cute, and I'm going to get fat, and I can't wait.
It's the 22nd. No, 22nd.
When's that, next
Thursday?
Thursday,
November 22nd.
Okay, no, so yeah, so we'll do one more before Thanksgiving.
We'll do Thanksgiving Eve. Are you going to go out drinking on Thanksgiving Eve?
No, I have babies.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a Thanksgiving video that's coming up soon. Me and Nicole did a Thanksgiving shoot.
Yeah, so I did a DIY dollar store, what's it called? Centerpieces for Thanksgiving that you could do. It's really cute. And then Joey did Friendsgiving appetizers and bites that you can make. So that's going to be on YouTube, probably coming out next week.
Yeah. Any fun stories I want to tell? We're getting the ball rolling with our live show.
We're not doing anything.
We talked to someone about it.
Oh yeah. So we might be doing it in Asbury Park for our first test show because we're going to do a testing show, but we don't know if that's going to happen.
That'd be fun because I have a bunch of stories that's really fun from there because I used to be a whore down there.
Don't tell the stories because then you're giving away our show.
I won't give the stories, but I was a whore down there for many years.
You're still a whore.
I slept with like half the city.
Amazing.
They call me Pig down there.
Ew.
They say, hey, Pig.
Why Pig?
I don't know. My first story starts when I was like
19. I would be offended if someone called me Pig.
Well, I mean, like, not like a fat pig, like a slutty pig.
I don't like being called pig.
Okay. Well, then I'll stick to it.
Sup, pig?
I dated a bouncer. He was like a straight wrestling bouncer. And I was like 19, and it was like so hot.
Okay. And well, don't tell the stories because if we do our live show there, Joey is going to go
I don't
want to
give out too many materials.
Yes. And also, I wanted to remind everyone that my birthday, I'm going to be 31, girl. And it's going to be November 23rd, and I'm super excited. So if you guys want to shout me out, that would be amazing. Because I celebrate my birthday all month. No, you don't have to do that. Just say happy birthday to me.
Does anyone ever send anything to the P.O. Box and you don't tell me about it?
No. No one likes you.
Oh.
Back to celebrity gossip. Let's talk about Rob Kardashian and Rob China, or Black China.
Black China Marie Kardashian. He ain't got no more money, so he's not gonna be paying no child support.
So he's been paying at $20,000 a month for child support, and I just think that is wild. But he's been paying it for a year, and now he's
$300,000 in debt and blames baby Jesus mama Christ. China, Black China Marie Kardashian.
So now he's like, bitch, I can't afford that anymore.
Rob is living with his mother, Kris Marie Jenner, and blames his ex, Angela Black China White Marie Kardashian, for sending him into financial ruin, even after the melding of her momager allegedly saved his falling out Arthur George sock line. He still has no money. So in February 2018, the court said Rob, since he has been missing in action from the famous family's reality show Keeping with the Kardashians, is in $300,000 debt because he doesn't do that show no more. He doesn't work, and his little socks ain't selling like hotcakes because all his little Dash stores closed down.
Well, after this news broke, it was a couple days ago, China went on her Instagram and said, fake news. And then she showed all of her Lamborghinis in the driveway. And she said, I make my own money, bitch. And yeah, she was annoyed about this story, I guess.
Well, that sucks. I hope they find peace.
Yeah, for that baby. Baby dream.
Liam and Miley Cyrus, they gave a bunch of money, like millions of dollars from their the Happy Hippie campaign. She's donating money.
I love her.
And what's her name? Lady Gaga, she was out handing out food and water.
I love her also.
So
sad news. Stan Lee, do you know who that is?
Wong Lee?
No, he is the man responsible for the Marvel Universe. Spider-Man, like all that shit.
He created Spider-Man?
Yeah, he's a comic book writer. He made all this shit.
But he developed Spider-Man, the first person?
Yeah, he made it up. So he unfortunately passed away. What did he pass away from? He suffered several illnesses over the last year.
Was he 90?
He had pneumonia and vision issues. Poor thing.
Did you tell Lorenzo?
But yeah, the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Incredible Hulk, X-Men, you know, all that shit. The Avengers. Poor thing died.
He looks very old.
Well, yeah, but he's in every... If you watch all the Marvel movies, he appears in every single movie.
He does?
Yeah, it's really cute. So he's not going to appear in the movies anymore.
Do you think he left us anything in his will?
Hopefully. Okay. Wonder how much he's worth. He was only 95.
Only 95? My God.
I always told Joey, if I'm old, because, you know, my grandma's in the hospital, Gianni's grandma, it's just so sad. To the point where, like, I don't want...
Is your grandma in the hospital, too?
Yeah, my grandma's in a nursing home because she keeps falling. I don't want to be stuck on the bed. Like, just put me out. Put me out. I don't want to be stuck in a bed.
Do you want me to prop you up with vodka and an iPad, like a kid, or just leave you there? To like,
I just want to pass, because if I can't do anything and I'm stuck in a nursing home all day, I don't want to do it.
But how am I going to kill you? Put a pillow over your face?
No, just give me, just take my oxygen away.
Well,
give me euthanasia.
I want you to...
Well, you're going to die before me because you're 10 years older.
I know, but I'm saying if I am like in the nursing home... I want you to give me a bunch of Xanax, so I just go to sleep forever.
I just want to be like a cat, and I'm old.
But you have to crush them up.
Just put something in my IV, and then I pass.
Have to crush mine up in like apple silk, and I'm not gonna have teeth. Actually, I will, because I'm probably trying to get free veneers, so I might have some teeth. Do those last forever? But we'll be old in our coffin, and there'll be fake teeth in our coffin.
Yeah, like I want to.
And your boob implants. There's just gonna be teeth and boobs in your.
I want to smile, and I want my cleavage out in my coffin.
And you're gonna make yourself smile?
Yeah.
Nah.
Creepy.
With your eyes open. Sitting up.
No, I just always said I don't wanna be like that. I just wanna go. Just put me away.
So long.
Yep.
Do you wanna be cremated?
No. I wanna have a mausoleum.
Like Rocky? Do you want me to put some of your Rocky's ashes inside your coffin, like sprinkle them on your
Yeah, sprinkle them all over, like I'm a salad and you're sprinkling salt on me.
But before or after everyone looks at you? And like right before we're about to shut the door on you?
No, yeah, don't do it before because then it's going to look like I'm like all smoked out.
Do we put anything in? I forget mommy's before we shut it. I think we threw fun stuff in there.
Well, anytime someone dies close to me, I always put a note in the coffin. And then when I go talk to a medium, I ask about the note.
My niece, she put like a picture of her and thing. I think I put something fun in there, like panties.
If you die, I'm going to put your dildos in there.
Yeah, put that in there and put like a bottle of like vodka.
And cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes. And
what are you going to put in my coffin? Water.
I'm going to put stuffed crust pizza, fast pepperoni pizza.
Yes!
A bread bottle of wine and probably like a leopard scrunchie or something.
Perfect. Why are we being morbid?
I don't know, because Halloween just ended.
Halloween is away.
Let's play some more trivia. What can we do next?
We need to figure out more celeb gossip. Joey's going to get on that right now. But let's talk about what we want for Christmas, because I love the holidays. My house is already decorated. So for Christmas, for my birthday, I really want a Peloton, but I probably won't get it. But for Christmas, I want a Peloton bike.
Well, because Peloton, so let's talk more about Peloton.com. Is that the website?
I don't know, but I want a Peloton bike.
Where are you going to ride it?
In my gym.
Are you going to put it downstairs?
Yeah, in my gym. Duh.
What does it do? So a Peloton's like a bike that has
So it's a bike and they have all these classes. So it's like an iPad. So you pick a class and then it's like you're in a studio at a spin class. And I really need it because I love spinning. So instead of like always driving to the place. I love spiraling too, but I love spinning more. So I really want a Peloton bike. I told Gianni I want it.
How much are they?
$3,000, I think.
Oh, that's a lot.
But it's worth it because you have it forever. You get all these classes in your home.
Yeah.
And you just work out by yourself and you don't have to worry about, like, other people.
Well, that's what you want for your birthday and Christmas?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get you that?
No. What do you want?
Oh, I want that big iPad with a pen on it.
For what?
I don't know.
You're not
a
drawer.
I don't
You're not an engineer.
You know what I've been obsessed with lately? I told you about that fancy camera. And then I went to the B&H photo store in the city, and I got all these like attachments. So I think I'm going to start being a studio photographer. So if anyone wants me to photograph them.
Joey wants to be a photographer because he went to Kara's studio, our friend who films our videos, and he went there once, and now he wants to be a photographer.
I know. I love all this stuff. And I don't know where I'll have like a studio to put in it, but like I bought this like flash, and now I just ordered this remote thing that like when I press my camera, the flash goes off on a stand.
You're not even going to use it, guaranteed.
Somewhere else. I know, but it's just like, you know, I'm going to start doing like confirmation photos. What else can I do? Whether it's like high school.
Graduation photos,
pictures I can do.
Porno pictures.
I can do family pictures where like you all like wear like no socks and like jeans.
Engagement
and, like,
photos, yep. Baby photos,
baby announcements,
reveals.
Gender reveals. I'm going to be doing all that. So
divorce photos, mm-hmm. Bachelorette.
Yes, coffin photos. So just hit me up if you want your picture taken. You can email me at thesnookyshopnj.com.
That's not his email.
Wait, so all the ladies at some work, I was like, we did an orientation today for them. And it was...
Joey was being so extra. I'm like, calm down, you don't work here.
I had a pen, and I kept like talking over, like, I was like, okay, girls. So, now pay attention. Any questions? So, ladies, now, let's say, and we're just going over all these different situations, but I think it was very informative.
Yes, I think you did a great job.
We used all our expertise. Mm-hmm. Really,
you guys, I'm super excited to open up my store. It's going to be so much fun.
So everyone's going to be shopping that day. What do you think some of their favorite pieces are going to be? I think that glitter jacket, glitter motorcycle jacket is going to be a hot commodity.
I think everyone loves ponchos, so I have a lot of ponchos, a lot of shawls, and I feel like everyone loves them for the fall and holidays, so I think they're going to be great.
I think to see those going, I think everyone's just going to buy a Snooki Shop in New Jersey t-shirt or like a hoodie because it's like, you know, a souvenir.
Yas, Queen.
But, yeah.
So everybody come in and shop at the Snooki store.
I know. And everything is like, is pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty, it fits really good. Everything fits pretty good. Cause everything has a lot of stretch to it, which I loved. Not everything, but everything I tried on did.
You didn't try on anything. Joey was trying to steal clothes.
No, you have really nice sunglasses.
Thank you. Joey's going to steal sunglasses before
he
leaves.
Do you have his extra ones here?
Yes, I do. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, but it's really beautiful, and people kept peeking in. Everyone's excited for the big visit. Every time I open the little curtain, there's like some woman like peering in. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, they're like, could I call me in?
Yeah.
Not yet, girl. We're not open.
Yeah, my patches haven't got here yet, so.
Joey is going to be at the VIP event. Selling his patches and his makeup palettes. So everyone that got tickets, we're so excited. We're going to talk about our d'oeuvres. Oh, my God. I can't talk. Tell myself.
Make hors d'oeuvres for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably make them.
So we're not going to make anything crazy because, God forbid, something spills. I don't want it on the merchandise. But we're doing really cute eateries.
Oh, look at this guy. Guys, I'm on an app trying to find a sex date.
I can't. Disgusting.
California Fire.
So, American Horror Story, it was the season finale last night. And oh my God, I just have to say, thank God the American Horror Story is back to where it was, because my favorite was the house, the haunted house. And then the coven with the witches. So, being that this season, the apocalypse is both of them in one, it's such a good show. And the finale was amazing. So, good job to American Horror Story, because you guys have been sucking every single year. And now you're back to being good. So thank you so much for bringing my show back that I love, because it's so good. Have you watched it at all?
No, it was spooky. Last time I watched
dramatic.
It was that woman, and it was about the Trump people, the clowns and stuff. It was
I hated that season. That was weird. It was so stupid.
Jenny's been watching that on her phone like the whole time in LA. As I'm doing her hair and makeup, she's been sitting there like watching it.
Like, Jenny's catching up.
And I don't like it. I didn't like that one. Last one I really loved was the Gaga one, Lady Gaga Hotel.
Oh, yeah, that was okay. It wasn't my favorite. And then The Walking Dead, Rick died. So it's getting better, honestly. Like, as a Walking Dead fan, sad to say it, but it's been getting, like, boring. Like, I watch it. I still watch it. But, like, I've been on my laptop, and I'm not, like, fully focused on it. Usually when The Walking Dead is on, my eyes are peeled onto the screen. I'm not doing anything. I'm just literally watching it. And now, like, I'm on my laptop. I'm checking emails, and I'm not really focusing on it. But ever since the episode where Rick, you know, goes away and he's not on the show anymore, that's when I got hooked again. So good job to The Walking Dead for coming back strong, because you kind of lost me for a little bit.
Well,
what about your shows?
Oh, I found out two of my shows were canceled and never coming back, which I'm fucking pissed about.
Calm down.
It was The Last Man on Earth. It was on Fox. I loved that show. And that's never coming back. And another show that's never coming back is Great News that Nicole Richie was on. I loved that show, too.
Wasn't she a good actress on that?
Very good. Very
phenomenal.
Funny.
Phenomenal.
And that's not there anywhere, but you could probably still catch up on Netflix. I watched that movie. I told you, The Three Identical Strangers. Did I talk about that last week?
Yeah, you talked about that already.
All right, well, I watched that. And I'm excited for the new season of Search Party to come back. That's my favorite show in the world. That's when that backpack, the blue backpack I got.
Oh, so stupid. I hate your blue backpack.
But Nico, our friend Nico Tortorello, is friends with the lead actress. He was just on a panel with her.
Cool.
And I said to him, I love her, obsessed with her, but he's being too cool for us now. He's not been writing back. Oh, well.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
They have not been writing back. And I'm excited for the last season of Broad City's coming back. You don't watch any of my shows.
No, you don't watch any of my shows.
Oh, they're spooky, though.
Calm down.
Broad City, if you're a fan of that, this is going to be the last season ever. I'm just really upset about that. But
why?
Because it's my favorite show and it's ending.
No, why is it ending?
I don't know. I think they're just too cool for school now.
Okay. Yeah, but I need new Netflix shows, because I watched Haunting of Hill House. It was amazing. I like spooky stuff.
I watched a show.
So I need more shows now, because I'm getting bored.
Wait a second, Maya Rudolph.
Who said that?
Maya Rudolph was on a new show with the guy with the glasses, and it's about like they're a couple that were boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife, and then they both died. Now they're in heaven together living.
Heaven.
It's about their whole show. That's pretty cool. It's called Forever.
What's heaven look like? Is it pretty?
It's just like regular house, but no one can see them.
So they're invisible?
Yeah, they're invisible. They're sitting here hanging out with us.
Oh, like Coco.
Yeah. It's really good. So it's a really good show. It's really funny, and it's cool because one kid in the show, like, he like died in a car accident when he was 17, so he stayed 17 forever.
Oh my God.
So he's like, but he's from the 70s, so like he's like a 70s kid. He's like, what the hell's that? Who the hell's this? And he's like a little prick, and he just like gets stoned all day.
Oh, maybe I'll like that.
And he has a crush on this girl. His girl he had a crush on in high school. Like, he's like 65 now, and she's in heaven now because she like died when she was older. And she's like, oh, there's a girl. There she is. I want to check her out. And now they're like dating. But he's like 17 and she's like 65, but they were like in love with each other when they were little kids.
Ew, that's creepy.
So it's like, it's a really good show. So it's called Forever, I think. And it's with Maya Rudolph and, what's some of the glasses?
Macaulay Culkin?
No, that's what Sophia Hutchins looks like. Ed Armisen.
Perfect.
Yeah, so check that. That's a Netflix exclusive, and it's really been exciting for me. My house is a pigsty. I have to be honest.
That was random.
I just thinking about going home. I haven't been home in weeks.
Joey hasn't been home because what'd you do? You came here for the YouTube and then you flew to LA.
No, I came for the YouTube. Then I went home with Kara that night and we did videos and pictures at her
and
job
mushrooms.
The next day. And magic mushrooms the next day. And then I had to fly right to Los Angeles. And then I came from Los Angeles and I came right here.
Then you have to go to Russia.
No, I don't go to Russia until January.
Oh.
No, then I have to go home and I have to work in the office 2 days. And then this weekend I think I'm going to go down to Jersey to my sister's house. I haven't told you yet. There's a new app I'm trying out. It's called Turo.
Who's that?
It's like a car rental thing. Like people just have a car, like you have your car.
Is it cheap?
Yeah. And you can get Maseratis for like $169 a day or something.
I feel like that's what everyone does in Miami to be cool. They're like, oh, check out my Lamborghini I just got. And I'm like, you just rented that for like $100
a
day.
Ron's girlfriend, Jen, told me about it because she drove me around one day. When we were
in a Lambo?
No, she was like in a Toyota. But she said,
I would do that if I was single and I wanted to be cool and I was a guy. I'd be like, all right, I'll pick you up.
In general. So people that have cars, you can put them on the app and like rent your car out for the day to so stranger.
I would rent my car out for $1 million because my minivan is amazing.
I don't think I'll pay the million for that.
Oh, well, I think it's amazing. It's all blacked out, you guys, and you can fit like 20 people in there. You can watch Christmas movies and it's amazing. I honestly thought about like doing like being a Lyft driver because it's so cool. All right, so before we go on this lovely Thursday, Joey has a disgusting sex story to talk about.
It's not a sex story.
Yeah, but it's something that you want to do because you're a pervert.
Well, so you know I've been getting my Cool Sculpting at About Face by Luminous in New Providence.
Because he's famous now.
In Providence.
He changed.
New Providence, New Jersey, who I've been working with exclusively, and I love them. So they do this treatment, like there's like a male package treatment, like it's like for guys, and there's this one.
Penis.
Erectile dysfunction.
Thing. Ew!
It's not erectile dysfunction. It's like for... So you get like stronger boners and it's like some shockwave or something. So they grease. My friend went and got it done. So you like grease your boner up. They go, not your boner. They take your peach.
Oh my God.
They take your peach and they have to put like lotion on it. So it gets
Why don't you put the lotion on? They put it on. They stroke it.
I don't think they stroke it. They use a machine on it.
I'm leaving.
It's like a shockwave thing that opens up the blood vessel. So if you have erectile dysfunction or you know your man does, this is a treatment that you can get done to make you have more powerful erection.
Oh my God.
So I think I want to get it done, but I'm like, oh my God, I don't want some man touching my pee-pee.
Joey will jizz. I'm like,
I get excited because no one's been down there for years. And then someone's
You just had sex with someone in Russia.
In Russia. We didn't have butt sex though.
But he touched it.
He touched it with a lot of his mouth. I wanted to stick it in his butt, but I was like, no.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
So Joey's nervous because he thinks the doctor's hot, and if the doctor puts lotion on him, he's dying.
No, but they do all different fun things there, but it's just like an option. I'll try it, but I don't know. But I definitely want to get that vampire facial they're doing there, where they're going to take my blood and they're going to spin it in platelets.
Oh my God, I can't.
And then they put it in your face with little needles. I think it's cool. And
Everyone does it.
You get baby skin the next day, so I'm going to do that. And then I was talking about, like, since you do the Botox, you're here, these little lines here.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things. I mean, I'm in front of the camera so much now that I'm on the red carpet.
Oh my, going kill yourself.
An appearance to appearance.
You couldn't even get into the People's Choice Awards.
I didn't want to go. I had a plan.
Okay.
I had plans. Anyway, so that's my fun story for the day.
Well, shout out to them.
Yeah. What have you been obsessed? I've been obsessed with anything this week for you?
No. I've been obsessed with Christmas.
Yes.
Because it's Christmas.
When are you getting your tree?
My tree, I think I'm going to put up next week. It's a big ass tree. So I need like all my brother-in-law's help and my husband because it literally touches my ceiling. And how big is this ceiling right here?
25 feet.
Yeah, it's like huge. So my tree is huge. It's like the Rockefeller Center tree. So I cannot wait to put it up because that's when you know it's Christmas. And Christmas, my Christmas lights on my house are up. So it's officially Christmas. I don't care what anyone says.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
That was lovely. Well, this was fun, you guys.
This was a great time, you guys. We love you so much. This weekend, I'm not really doing anything, so...
Laying low.
Yeah, I'm being a loser this weekend.
I think I'm going to go...
What about you?
I think I'm going to go down the shore to my sister's, and, like, she got a new dog I haven't met yet, so now she has two dogs.
Can we steal it?
His name is Lucy. I made you that, and then I... and also prepping for my Thanksgiving Day fiesta.
Perfect.
So I have to, like, you know, get all my things, my ducks in a row. Decorations together.
We'll see you guys next week before Thanksgiving, but have a fabulous weekend. And we love you. And make sure check out the new episode of Cooking in the Crib with Snooki and Joey.
Yes.
The situation
is back again.
He literally stayed the whole day because he wanted to eat everything. And me and Joey got wasted.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. And then there's a brand new Hershey Shore out today.
Yeah, and then the Jersey Shore Friendsgiving special right after at 9 o'clock.
That's not on Thanksgiving?
No, it's on tonight.
That's on tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Oh, so there's no cook. There's no tattoo wow.
I guess not.
Oh.
Well,
remember that show?
What are you gonna do? All right, we love you guys. See you next week.
Bye, girl.